This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, December 4th. Well, last week, wheat markets had a nice updraft. We rallied 35 cents on the Kansas City March contract. Minneapolis was up 16. Chicago was up 26. Corn was only up 2. Soybeans were down 6. So we see that the beans are still pretty much focused on what's going on in Brazil weather-wise. That's been hot and dry in the early part of the planting season, which has slowed down planting progress. They are behind on their plantings, but it looks like they're getting some relief as far as rain goes. They've had some over the last couple weeks. For this next week, it's still spotty, but the 6 to 10 day shows much greater rain chances. So it's delayed. You're probably going to see a drop in Brazilian acres, and by default, a drop in corn acres. And we'll get a look at that from USDA on Friday with the supply-demand report. But the trade is expecting to see a drop in Brazilian plantings and production for soybeans and corn. Other weather issues going on in the Black Sea. We've got a major winter storm bearing down on mostly Russia, but it's also affecting Ukraine. And most of that is toward the north. The most brutal temperatures are in the central region and then east as you go through Siberia. Now, Siberia, of course, is spring wheat country. The central region is winter wheat country. So we are on alert here for not only logistical problems for grain transportation, but also winter kill. You know, Russia is notorious for their harsh winters, and they have not had a harsh winter in at least a few years. So they could be teed up here, and Mother Nature's, if nothing else, bringing an early winter to that region. So, you know, on the average, Russia loses about 10% in winter kill, and on harsh winters, it can be up to 20-25%. Now, again, we have not seen harsh winters for the last at least 3 years. So maybe they're due, but this could be a significant development if the winter turns out to be a bad one and they start losing winter crops. For now, it's creating logistical problems, moving grain to the ports, just even transportation on the water itself. Everything is slowing down, but to get any kind of transportation from the interior to the export facilities is difficult at this point. So, and that has contributed to the updraft that we've seen in price action last week. Just the likelihood that product coming out of the Black Sea is going to be slowed down, and it could be for the rest of the winter if this is going to stick around. You know, if the snow is going to stick around, that'll just slow everything down. But right now, it's just the high winds and the cold that is hampering movement. But either way, it's supporting the market and it's offering opportunities for the Europeans and us here in the United States. So taking a look at world FOB cash offers at the end of last week, we see at the Gulf for the United States, soft red winter wheat was quoted at 258. That's up 13 on the week. Hard red winter wheat at 291 is up 16. Ukraine was at 200, which was unchanged. Russia was down 1 at 239, Romania up 4 at 254, France up 12 at 244, Argentina down 5 at 230. So we're kind of all over the map as far as cash offers go. In corn at the Gulf, we're at 210. That was unchanged. PNW was also unchanged at 230. Ukraine up 5 at 180. Argentina up 15 at 220. And Brazil up 10 at 230. Soybeans at the Gulf were unchanged at 510. In Argentina, they were down 25 at 520. And Brazil was unchanged at 525. It's also worth noting that transportation costs are up almost across the board, anywhere from $3 to $6 a ton. So, and it's not readily explained why, because crude oil prices have dropped pretty significantly over the last week. So maybe this is some hangover from the bit of a rally that we got, or just the expectation that energy prices will stay elevated because of OPEC's agreement to reduce production yet and more. But either way, we're seeing transportation costs bump up a little bit, but that's affecting everyone across the board. Now the night session has Chicago wheat up about 5. The quality wheats of hard red winter in Kansas City and spring wheat Minneapolis are down a few cents. So, you know, we saw Kansas City surge against Chicago last week. Looks like that spread is correcting somewhat. Soybeans are down about 10, you know, expecting those rains to come through, and corn is kind of caught in the middle. We're down about 1. So we'll see where we go this week. You know, it's we're getting it into the holiday season. Volume's going to be light. You know, we still got the war going on. We do have a crop report on Friday. So, you know, I would expect the markets will kind of calm down. Usually during December, they're fairly calm, but you never know. Again, we have this storm in the Black Sea, which is a big deal. And of course, the war premium is all gone. I think just the war activity will slow down itself because of the weather. So we don't look for, you know, much progress there in either direction. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.